So happy to welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. We don't really know each other very well, but I'm getting to know you through your work, Madam Prosecutor, and I think your work has been excellent. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
I got to hit you with something right off the bat that it's not your fault right off the bat. You didn't write these laws, but how did we get to a position where we could investigate an 18-year-old, or at the time maybe 17-year-old kid, who threatens their high school with harm, and then we investigate it, law enforcement, and come away saying, well, there was no credible threat. There's no problem here. If someone makes a threat, that's unacceptable, period. The law is broken in my book, obviously not in the law books. Tell me about that. I'm referring to the kid who I'm not talking about, who in Buffalo, New York, killed 10 people. This racist kid killed 10 people, but he had, like so many cases like this, he had involvement with law enforcement in the past. He was in their hands, and they let him go because they had no reason to hold him because his threat was not credible. Isn't a threat enough, Madam Prosecutor?
It doesn't seem like a close call, but yet there's a lot more to these cases. I appreciate you not saying his name. As you know, I am adamant about not saying the shooter's name in the
Oxford. We're on the same page, yeah. And always have been. Good.
Thank you. So that obviously is something went terribly wrong. But on the other side of these cases, you have 12, 13, 14-year-olds also making a threat that has nothing to do with a legitimate, credible threat of violence. And instead, that's just a child that is being impulsive and doesn't understand the weight of what he or she is saying. So those are on different spectrums, different ends of the spectrum. But depending on the law and the elements are in their jurisdiction, and I don't know what they are, and I don't know the specifics of the case. I can see those cases are hard to investigate and hard to prosecute. With regard to what they knew about health state, what they knew about his access to weapons, I don't know, but I would agree with you. It seems troubling.
All right. Let's get to what we wanted to talk with you about. I salute you for stepping up and saying, hey, look, there is no reason to delay an independent review of the Oxford High School shooting. Such reviews have been conducted promptly after other school shootings. This was because the parents are asking, pleading for this, and Oxford is basically saying, well, we have to wait for all these other legal issues and blah, blah, blah. And you stepped up and said, no, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to, my focus is the prosecution, right? But there's so much else going on in this case, and I can't just wash my hands of it. We have parents and students who are grieving, and they're trying to heal, and they're trying to get back to their daily lives, but they need answers. And I couldn't just sit by and have this be stated directly or an assumption that somehow the prosecution, we're the reason, or this case is the reason that review isn't happening. I want the review. A review should happen. I understand that it needs to be done in a way that makes everybody feel like there's validity to it. And unfortunately, this is not the first school shooting, tragically. So this has happened other places in the country. Parkland, Sandy Hook, and commissions have been convened by independent, nonpartisan experts, and a report was drafted and issued, and we need to learn from it. The other thing I did about a month ago is get in touch with the National Council of School Safety, which is housed in the School of Public Health and the University of Michigan, and brought them to my office to meet with a group of parents who were concerned about what's available here, what can we do. I have said it from the very beginning, I'm not going to be content to to just proceed with prosecutions and convict the three people who are accountable and who we have alleged are guilty of murder and involuntary manslaughter. I really want to, as a parent, make sure that we do everything we can do so that this doesn't happen again.
You know, this is a horrible question. Do you know for a fact, we've got Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald with us. We do know that after Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook Commission issued a 277-page report making recommendations in all kinds of areas that would be very helpful to all other schools. I mean, is that must read? Does anyone make sure that schools have actually read that report?
I would hope that they do. And as a county, you know, I've spoken to our county executive, Dave Coulter. We're in constant contact about this. There's Oakland schools. We're a centralized agency and government office that does have access to all school districts in the county. But at the end of the day, you cannot mandate that these things happen as we sit here. So I think I applaud the group of parents and advocates that are not taking no for an answer. And I'm going to do everything I can. I will have a hand in and be a part of anything we can do, through the prosecutor's office or Oakland County to work with schools so that kids are safe when they go to school.
And that's all a parent wants.
And it's not just the school. Yeah. I mean, it's also, how are we, it's preventative in that what happened that day, what happened after, what can we do better as government, what can we do better in community leaders, what can be in place. And, you know, I unfortunately have in several months become very adept at and very studied in school safety and mass shootings. Unfortunately, there are actually a lot of resources, a lot of protocols that are in place that actually are being done right now in the country that work. In Sandy Hook, they developed a 24-hour hotline where every concern / threat / complaint.
Madam Prosecutor, we have to break. The news comes on whether you and I are talking or not. So I thank you for joining us, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. I appreciate your work. Thank you so much as you listen to WJR.